One of the biggest scientific disputes of the last 20 years may finally be resolved. In tomorrow's issue of the journal Science, three articles try to end the controversy about whether an American or a French scientist was the first to discover the AIDS virus. The often bitter dispute began in 1983 and heated up in 1984 when then-Secretary of Health, Margaret Heckler, held a news conference to announce that American Robert Gallo had made the discovery on his own, a news conference NPR's Daniel Zwerdling covered.
The Americans seem to be playing a delicate game of international scientific one-upsmanship. See, the French researchers at the Pasteur Institute have also found a virus that they believe probably causes AIDS. The side that gets final credit for finding the AIDS virus first could win the cherished Nobel Prize and a place in scientific history.
18 years after that report aired, there have been no Nobel Prizes for AIDS research, but it's possible that the papers published in Science tomorrow could change that. Joining me now to discuss the tortured history over who gets the credit for discovering the AIDS virus is NPR's Joe Palca. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you.
Well, you know, let's cut to the chase in this discussion. Who won?
Well, who won is sort of a tie. It's clear that the Frenchman, Luc Montagnier, from the Institut Pasteur in France, was the first person to isolate a virus, get a virus to exist in the laboratory, and say this seems to be coming from patients who have this weird syndrome. AIDS was not completely understood at that time. But that paper appeared in the spring of 1983.
Mm-hmm.
And it was until a year later when Gallo was able to prove that that virus was the one that was actually causing AIDS. So Montagnier had the virus first, but Gallo was the one, at least according to the current version of history, that came along and said, oh, I've proved that it's the cause of AIDS.
Now, we mentioned the Nobel Prize. I mean, people have shared that award innumerable times. Why didn't Nobel just award them both a prize?
Well, I mean, you know, the reason people get Nobel Prizes and the decisions are shrouded in mystery. So this discovery, in the opinion of the Nobel Prize Committee, may never deserve a Nobel Prize. At the same time, there's a common wisdom that says that when there's controversy and disagreement and rancor, which there clearly was between the French and the Americans at the beginning, the Nobel Prize, at least in people's expectations, doesn't like to give prizes in that circumstance. So you could argue that this is being done now as a sort of a way of clearing the path and sweeping away some of the dead leaves so that the prize committee can make a consideration. But, you know, who knows? They may win, they may not.
Have Gallo and Montagnier continued to work on documentation that they would posit establishes them as the clear winner?
Actually, they tried to resolve this for the first time in 1987 when they came up with this elaborate document that showed that they were co-discoverers of the virus. But in effect, that document was being pushed along by a political necessity because, you see, the Americans and the French had both tried to patent a blood test based on this virus so they could test people to see whether they had AIDS. And the patent on the blood test was worth a lot of money. Mm. And so in order for both sides to claim credit, both sides had to have discovered it. So it was actually a decision that was worked out between President Ronald Reagan and Prime Minister Jacques Chirac in France that said, okay, you're co-discoverers and we'll share the royalty. So that original 1987 version of events is being revised a bit today because they're saying, no, Gallo actually didn't discover the virus. That was Montagnier. Gallo proved that it was the cause of AIDS.
In the end, does it really matter? Does it really matter which of them got there first? Or is it like the South Pole? I mean, it was there to be discovered and
right.
There are several routes.
Well, that's a way of thinking about it. But, you know, I have to say that scientists are people with ambitions and egos and hopes and desires. And yes, I mean, we're all trying, you know, all scientists are just out there to find a cure for some dread disease or something like that. At the same time, what motivates people to spend nights and weekends and long days and what have you at the lab bench and out in the clinic is partly altruism and partly a sense of personal gain. And in this case, I think both the protagonists had strong egos.
About getting there first.
About getting there first.
Well, thank you very much, Joe.
You're welcome.
NPR's Joe Palca.